Welcome back, everybody, to our newest edition of Kins is Cool. And with me today is one of our kinesiology senior students, Caitlin Moore. So, Caitlin, let's just kind of start out with tell everybody a little bit about your background and why you chose Lake State.
Well, first, Joe, thank you for having me. I know I've been bugging you to put me on your podcast, so I'm glad you finally broke down and did it. So a little bit about me. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, not Gaylord. Joe thought I was from Gaylord for about the first 2 years of me being a student. Loved science, anatomy, all of that kind of stuff. I took a class my freshman year of high school called Sports Physiology and Kinesiology. Loved it. That's kind of what sparked me to look into kinesiology. And then when Lake State reached out to me offering to compete on the track team, that's when I kind of was like, yeah, this is the spot for me.
Great. So, I want to talk a little bit about your participation, I guess, as a student athlete. So, you know, part of my whole goal with this whole podcast is to for the listeners out there to get some information about Lake Superior State, especially kinesiology. And there are quite a few, matter of fact, for people that don't know, Caitlin runs our social media aspect, and she did a women's in sports post last week. And so, anyway, maybe talk a little bit about how, you know, kinesiology and athletics maybe work hand in hand, and yeah, just how does that work?
Well, for an athlete, I can't really think of a better major. It really ties what's going on in your body when you're playing your sport, and I think that's really interesting to kind of know. I think you can better prepare yourself, whether it be fueling or training, if you're educated about what's going on in your sport. So I think that's the draw to a lot of student-athletes when picking a major to Kins. Or on the other side, if they want to do something like sports management, they obviously want to stay in sports because that's all they've ever known. And just finding a way to stay in sports, I think, is really important. So I think that's why we get a lot of athletes, especially female athletes. I think we have like 20-some female athletes in the Kins major.
Yeah. And like I said, Caitlin did a post last week about women in sport. It was Women in Sport Day.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little post of all the kinesiology majors and what sports they're playing from our I'm probably going to miss one now since I'm going to list them, but from our women's club hockey team to our track team, volleyball team, women's basketball team, tennis team. And so, it's just, really great that's happening. So I remember when you came as a freshman for orientation, and I believe you came with your mom. Then shortly thereafter, we were maybe chatting a little bit, and you talked about wanting to become a physical therapist and that type of thing. Tell us a little bit about how, one, that you got admitted to where you're going to go. I'll let you share all that news. And then also, two, a little bit about the articulation program that Lake State has with the school that you're going to be going to.
Yeah, so I would say I probably knew I wanted to be a physical therapist since about my freshman year in high school after I took that class, so I was pretty dead set on what I wanted to do. And then I get to 101, and Joe says, raise your hand if you want to be a PT, and the whole class raises their hand, and he goes, well, one of you are probably actually going to go through with it. So it's pretty intimidating. You know, I thought about AT for a little bit, and then I went back to PT. I thought that was going to be a better fit for me. I feel like more flexibility with my career. So I did get into Central through the articulation agreement that Lake State has with them. What is it, 2 seats, I think?
Yes. Yeah, we have 2 seats now, both on main campus.
Yeah, so I know in the past they had a campus up in Houghton. I think they got rid of that. So I found out actually the day the Central rep was here that I officially got in and was admitted to be in their class of 2028. That feels like a long time from now, but I know it's going to go fast. And it was just great. It took a lot of stress off me waiting to figure out like where it was going to go. And I would recommend it to any student that's looking to go into PT. as a viable option. I mean, I can't say enough about it.
Now, that's not a master's degree. That's like a doctoral.
Yeah, so it's a doctoral program. They recently changed a couple years ago that PT is now a doctoral level degree. So all the people who had masters are kind of grandfathered in, but now it's just a straight-up doctoral program, and it's 3 years now instead of two.
Yeah, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's great news for you as a student, and then also, too, for students in the university to be utilizing that articulation agreement. Right before we came on the air, I was downstairs. I was talking with Laura Mone, and she told me that you're a tutor here as well. And so talk a little bit about that, about the services that the library provides and the tutoring services that you provide, I think specifically for KINS classes and KINS students, and how that came to be.
Yeah, so I am a tutor. I started tutoring earlier this year. Laura reached out to me and said that she thought I would be a good fit, and so it kind of just went from there. I mainly tutor KINS 141, but I'm also able to tutor other KINS classes that may have a need for them. Just my experience with like the Academic Success Center, I went to my SI sessions when I was in anatomy and general chemistry. It was just extra help and like another like rep to go over what went on in class, and I found them really helpful. It definitely helped me out a lot in the class. So I definitely recommend students kind of check that out and not be afraid to ask for help, or even if you don't really need help, I think it's still a beneficial resource that a lot of students don't really take advantage of.
So
it's free.
Oh, it's free. Okay. So if I was a student and I needed help in, as you mentioned, KINS 141, which is our Intro to Movement class, so I meet with you for the first time, like, how do you structure your tutoring session?
Yeah, the first tutoring session with someone, I kind of ask, like, about their study habits, what they're studying, how they're studying, how they're taking notes in the class, what they find, like, the most challenging part, and then I kind of just go from there. I recommend ways, like, the way I took notes in the class, which I printed out the slides and wrote stuff down. I found that really helpful. And then I kind of go from there and just focus on what they're really having problems with or what they're nervous about on the exam. I know that class is a lot of memory and it's very fast, and it's probably the first time students have ever had like that fast-paced environment for just knowing the material and like just having to regurgitate it on the exams. So looking back on it, I was definitely intimidated as a freshman, but now I'm like, it's really not that bad, and I'm gonna have to learn it again in PT school. So it's kind of a way for me to kind of review, so I enjoy it.
So I'm going to ask you a totally unfair question here, but so as the instructor in, you know, in classes that, you've been in my classes, mm-hmm. as well, an observation that I've made is that a lot of students just sit there and don't actively take notes. And you said that you would print off the PowerPoint slides and you would take notes. You know, as a tutor, I would think that you would encourage people to take handwritten notes or at least write them on the computer. Do you have any idea of why students just sit there and not actively take notes? And
you know,
suggestions would you have?
I'm not sure. I feel like in high school, I was the type of student who didn't really take notes. I just sat in class and I didn't really feel the need that I had to take notes. It wasn't until probably like AP biology that I started taking notes. And for like AP history, like we were given like a packet and we could like fill in notes, but I mean, I didn't really, that wasn't me taking ownership of me taking notes, you know? So I'm not really sure why. I can't recommend taking notes enough. It helps me pay attention in class, kind of keeps me on track. So.
Okay. Yeah, I find that bizarre that students just sit there and don't take notes, but somehow they're able to pass. So.
The world needs to teach figures, too.
So,
hey,
yeah.
So I'd like to know some of the thoughts that you were thinking about when you said you were thinking about athletic training, but then you decided to go to physical therapy. I'm assuming that's what PT stands for?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you be willing to share why you chose PT over AT? And like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was looking at AT a little bit when Joe kind of, like, you know, a lot of people think they're doing PT and then kind of not flake out but change their mind. And because the prereqs are, you have to go out of your way to take and whatnot. But so I was kind of considering AT, athletic training, and I just took a closer look. Their hours are crazy. That's pretty much the big factor. They're the first ones there in the morning. They're the last ones to leave. It's a high-stress job. PT's a little more laid-back. I feel like I'm kind of a laid-back person. I think the PT clinic or wherever I choose to work will kind of suit my style a little better than AT.
So let's switch gears here a little bit. Yeah, you've enrolled in all the classes that you're going to take at Lake State now. As you think back
That's
on
crazy.
Your, yeah, as you think back on your time, do you have a favorite class that sticks out in your mind? And if so, why did you like that class?
I would say my favorite class was KIMS 230. I think it's Intro to Athletic Training or something like that. It's Athlete Injury Prevention, I think, with Professor Wilmette. And that was the first time I really learned in the classroom stuff that I saw directly in the clinic or on the job site. And I think I just took the most out of that class. And I took it right before I took rehab with Joe. So I was able to take what I learned in that intro class or the elective type class and put it into what Joe was teaching. And I think it helped me understand and it helped me a lot in rehab class.
Yeah, that's KINS 230 class in the old curriculum, which was our show 2 weeks ago in our last podcast. That is now going to be part of the new curriculum, even though it's been renamed a little bit. And so, yeah, I think that class was really good in setting the foundation for people that are interested in athletic training, physical therapy, occupational therapy. They kind of see what's going on with all that stuff there. So you've gone to a couple promotionals with me. I know we went out to Pickford earlier, and you've helped with some other promotionals in years past and that type of thing. So if I was a prospective student thinking about kinesiology at Lake State, what words of advice would you have for me? Why would I want to come here?
I think this program is truly a one-of-a-kind program. I've met some of my best friends in this program. The faculty just makes you feel like a person. You're not just a number. I mean, I'm in Sarah's office all the time bugging her. I'm in Joe's office all the time bugging him. I'm doing research with Dr. Statt. And I think just the faculty and my peers have just given me a lot of opportunities that I wouldn't have had anywhere else. I think I owe a lot to this program. I feel like I was a shell of a person before I came here, and I feel like I truly had not only academic growth, but personal growth, professional growth. I think I've learned a lot from each of the different professors. If someone was asking me what I thought, or like if someone was considering Lake State, I would definitely recommend this program. Just get in your faculty's offices and start bugging them, and the opportunities will come.
Yeah, our time's running short here, and there's other things that we can talk about. I mean, you're the president of the KINS Club, and we had the 5K race earlier. I think you guys are going to run a 3-on-3 basketball tournament later on this term. But I'd be a little bit remiss if you could kind of maybe briefly talk about your student research that you're doing with some of your classmates and with Dr. Statt.
Yeah, so I actually just came back right before here, I was testing our ACHA women's hockey team. This is our last round of testing. I'm doing a research project with Dr. Statt and then Myla Packer and Maggie Shermack. And we started this fall. We did preseason testing with the men's and women's ACHA hockey teams midseason. And then we're doing our kind of end of the season testing wrap up. And then we're taking that and we're going to present it at the Michigan ACSM conference in Gaylord later this term. But so basically we were just running fitness testing for the team, so the coaches kind of look at what how their team is doing, what training is working, what's not working, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, and so and you mentioned that ACSM conference, that's in Gaylord, right? Not
yeah,
Grayling,
Gaylord,
where
not
you're
Grayling.
From. All right, perfect. So with all that being said, our time is coming to an end right now. And I don't know who I'm going to have on my next little podcast, but the week after spring break, so that second week in February, I've already talked to Barb Marsh in financial aid, and so she's going to be our guest, talk about financial aid scholarships and that type of thing for students. So with that being said, I'll conclude this podcast. Again, I want to thank Mr. Mark Boucher and his staff at the LakerCast Studios for allowing us to do this podcast, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Go Blue!